Tonight we remember all those who joined together in Charlottesville, especially Heather Heyer, who gave her life standing against hatred and evil.
Indivisible organizer Lori Kaplan also honored the two fallen policemen who died in a helicopter crash related to the Charlottesville event.
We pray for healing for all those injured in the midst of their peaceful protest. Let us take a few moments of silence as we hold them in our heart.
Episcopal Minister Anne Fontaine said despite recent events, it was important for grieving citizens to prevent bitterness and hatred from taking root in their hearts.
We pledge to work peacefully, to live the best of our ideals. Each of us has work to do in our own communities, our own families, and within our own hearts.
Astoria's mayor, Arlene Lemire, was among those gathered.
Partly because I lived in Virginia for 25 years, and my sons both graduated from Virginia Tech. It hit me really hard when I heard it was in Charlottesville. And I just am so upset with the way the world is going right now and our administration. There's no way that this is not connected with what's happening. I just know that we need these kinds of peaceful protests, and we need a way to come together and feel united.
The group held flashlights and electric candles and watched traffic pour through the downtown intersection. Some drivers honked their horns in solidarity, others just stared. In Astoria, Oregon, I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.